Indian officials here say the ball is now in the court of the international community to take action against the organization it believes is the front for the Lashkar-e-Taiba terror outfit. India accuses Lashkar of plotting the assault on its commercial capital, which killed about 170 people, including 9 of the attackers. It has formally asked the United Nations Security Council to ban the Pakistan-based charity Jamaat-ud-Dawa and declare it a terrorist organization. India contends Jamaat is the parent body of the terror group known for fighting Indian rule in the disputed Kashmir region. Indian Foreign Secretary Shivshankar Menon, speaking to reporters in New Delhi, says the charity is clearly linked to the terrorist group, which is also blamed for previous attacks in India.
We think the perpetrators of the attack on Mumbai were Lashkar-e-Taiba people, and it was organized by them. Let's see what the international community does. We hope that they will respond positively to our request.
After Pakistan banned Lashkar in 2002, Jamaat came to the forefront as the group's political and charitable wing. It denies any role in carrying out terrorist attacks. Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Reza Gilani, responding to the Indian request to ban Jamaat, says there must be an investigation before such action can be taken.
I want to put the record straight.
The Pakistani Prime Minister, speaking to reporters in Multan, denies his government is under any pressure from India to shut down Jamaat. He says any action taken by Pakistan will be in the interest of the country and its people. He adds Pakistan will investigate any findings sent to Islamabad by Indian intelligence agencies. Mr. Gilani did confirm the arrest of 2 senior members of LET as suspects in the conspiracy behind the Mumbai attack. In the past week, both India and the United States have been calling for Pakistan's government to take concrete action to identify and arrest those responsible for the siege on Mumbai. India says 10 Pakistani gunmen trained by the terror group carried out the attack, which lasted 60 hours. Most of those who died were gunned down at 2 luxury hotels, a Jewish community center, a train station, and a cafe. India has insisted that those arrested in Pakistan for involvement in the terrorist strike be put on trial here. But Islamabad says any such legal proceedings would have to take place in Pakistan. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.